How is everybody this morning?
Awesome.
That's good. Once again, I want to apologize. I took the wrong route, that's all. I got to find another route. And I'm sorry. First of all, this morning, I want to say thank you for choosing me. Thank you. I want to put it like another preacher put it. He said, I'm not here to work on you. I'm here to work with you. And I hope you're here to work with me and not on me. Amen?
Amen.
We can make it together. Because God said, if we do it His way, we're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we try to do it our way, it ain't going to work. It might seem like it's a good way, but it won't work. It won't work. We have to do it His way. You know, it may seem to be a long way of doing it, but we have to do it His way. It may seem to be a hard way of doing it, but it's His way. You know? We sometimes might say it's a better way, but there's no better way than the way that was given to us already. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God gave us the right thing. He gave us the best thing from heaven. I mean, the best. You can't beat it. You can't touch it. That's Jesus in His word. And all we have to do is what? Just stick with His word.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You know, just stick with His word and love one another. That's very important. We can't act like we love, you know? We can't act like, because God gonna know. I might not know. You might not. If I don't really like you or love you, right, you might not know. Kenneth Patterson is the sweetest person in the world. He talked, you know, and I'm saying, I can't stand you. you know, in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like you, but I'm going to act like it because it's the right thing to do. Right? But God knows. And see, the important thing is this. We must hear this. The important thing is this. When we stand before God after this life, are you with me? That part of us gonna go with us to Him, and I'm not Jesus, but I could imagine Him watching us, right, trying to squirm out of it. Well, you know, that brother, the reason why I was, you know, that, you know, God would say, my word was there for you. I've told you how to take care of this. When you don't like your brother, I told you what to do. Come to me, right? And I will teach you. In other words, you know, just like when our kids don't learn in school, we have a what? A tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? When they don't get it, we have a tutor for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that tutor helps them to understand better. So what God has left for us, He's left us a tutor so we can understand how to love. Because we're not going to agree. And sometimes when the church don't agree, you know what happens? We disagree disagreeably.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? We have to learn to disagree agreeably. We don't have to be enemies, you know, not speak to one another till you come my way, you know. We have to love one another. We must. It's a must. And that kind of love is not pretending love. That's real love. Are you with me? It's real, the real, real love. Are you with me? That love that's there 24/7. Are you with me? That love that when Brother Patterson call your number, you look at it like, oh man, you know, you will want to pick up that, you know, and say, you know, what's up? What's happening? What's happening? But And that's what we, you know, that's the kind of love. And when we use God's way, it's going to work. It'll work. It might seem kind of hard now, right? It might seem like something is missing, right? But God's way is true. And it'll work. It'll work. Anybody want to say something? Go ahead. I'm just talking this morning. I'm just, you know, this is my first day on the job. Like I said, I'm late the first day. That's a terrible way to start, isn't it? I'm not going to blame nobody because it ain't nobody's fault but my fault today. I just came the wrong way. I'm going to come the country, the country route. All I got to do is come straight up and I'm here. I got to come the country route. But I ain't gonna do it. God's will, I ain't gonna do that no more. But anyway, when we it must be love. It can't be nothing else but love that we join us together. That's the glue. That's the love is the glue that keeps marriages together. Love is the glue that keeps us together with Christ. We cannot say that I love Christ and what? Hate my brother. I love the Lord, right? But I treat you like you ain't human. That's not right. That's not right. It should be true love. It should be. And like I said, if you ain't there yet, you need a tutor. You need help. Well, I ain't there yet. Some of us, we're not there. Right? Some of us like others better than others. Are you with me? Some of us dislike some more than others. Right? But it's the love that's going to bring us together. The true love. Not that unreal love. The real love. That's what's going to bring us together. You know, it's going to keep, and that glue is going to keep us together. That kind of love. And when we are in the Spirit, see, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk in the Spirit by faith. We don't walk by what we see. You see, that's when we walk by what we see, that's a carnal eye. Right? But when we walk by the Spirit, that's a spiritual eye. You see, our carnal eye, when we look, this is what we'll see. We'll see black folks, and we'll see white folks, and we'll see Spanish folks, and we'll see Asian folks. Are you with me? When we look with the carnal eye, we're going to see that. Obviously, we're going to see that. But when we look with the spiritual eye, we see people. We see people who are saved, and we see people who are unsaved. We don't see no black and white. We don't see no Spanish and Oriental or whatever. We see people who need Christ, and we see people who got Christ already. Go ahead.
From your tutor, as you were speaking earlier, but God, this is Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated his love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Exactly. While we were still, you know, and we're going to be sinners, you know, but we're not going to let sin overrule us. Are you with me? You see, we have to understand that sin ain't going to stop being sin because, you know, we want it to stop. Are you with me? Sin is going to continue to be sin. It's us that going to have to stop hanging out with sin. You say sin ain't gonna, go ahead.
Stop inviting it in.
Exactly. And then ask them, what's wrong? I don't understand. You invited sin in. Sin ain't gonna stop being sin just for me. Sin ain't gonna stop being sin just for you. Sin is gonna be sin. We just gonna have to stop hanging out with sin, letting it in. We gonna have to tell sin that, listen, I'm engaged to be married. And I don't want to fool around on my or my husband. I don't have the other word, but it's the bride and groom. I don't want to fool around on my groom. Are you listening? I'm about to be married. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. Because if I hang out with you, right, it's going to make my groom mad, right? And we're going to have some problems. So I can't hang out with you anymore. That's it, right? You go on about your business, right? But the fleshly part of us want to hang out some more with sin. We just got to do, you know, bring sin back so we can hang out a little bit more, right? We're going to fall, but like I said, a preacher told me, and when he said it to me, I heard it. He said, if you're going to fall, he said, when you fall, if you are a true Christian, when you fall, you would get right back up. You will not stay down and wallow and be sorry for yourself and, you know, so forth and so forth. You'll get right back up. Because it's important that you be up on your feet other than on your knees unless you're praying. You see, you get right back up. You see, that's a true Christian. You don't let sin get the best of you. But it must be love. You see, if you got that love, sin can't do nothing with you. And just like when we love our families, remember how our parents loved us? They loved us, right? Like I said before, my parents, I went to school and did some bad things, right? Cut class and, you know, I did wrong. Did so wrong till the principal had to call to the house, right? And when I got that, I got it. I thought those people were going to kill me. I'm talking not with words, because the Bible teaches us like this, it's better to whip a child than to beat them with words. Are you with me? Words will cut them up to pieces, right? But the strap should bring them back around to the senses, right? So I'm thinking that these people were going to kill me with that belt, right? Because you do it for a while, you know, and then you stop. It seemed like it went on and on. Are you listening? You know, like that. Listen, I'm your son, right? But afterward, right? They fed me. Afterward, they continued to clothe me. Afterward, they kept a roof over my head. You see, that's the love that they had for me, which brings me to this point, that Jesus would discipline his whom he loved. Are you with me? So when we get out of order and Jesus disciplined us, right, we shouldn't be mad. We should be glad that he snatched us from that fiery furnace. Are you with me? Because Jesus wants us, he wants that everyone should be saved. He wants us, when we get before him, he wants to say to us, well done, my good and faithful servant. Well done. That's what he want to hear, and that's what I want to hear. But I can't hear it if I don't love you. It has to be love. It got to be, and it can't be that love that ain't real. It has to be real. And if, once again, if you ain't got that real love, you need to be tutored. That's all. You just need to go to Christ and tell him the truth. Lord, I ain't there yet, but I know I need to be there. I need help, Lord. And then he would send somebody your way. He would send somebody my way. Because I ain't all that. I fall sometimes too. But I try to get back up. Right? And then the thing is, when you fall, you know, you don't be happy if somebody fall. You know, that's not love. You know, when you're just happy.
Psalm 126.
that they fall.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like melted clay. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things.
That's a good thing.
Thank you, Denari.
He had spoke to us.
Hebrews 12, picking up in verse 10, something I believe all we could all relate to. Our fathers disciplined us for a little while, but in your case, it seems like an extra while.
A long time. Like I said,
our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought that. But God disciplines us for our good.
For our good.
That we may share in His holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time.
No.
But painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
Trained by it, tutored, you know. We, some of us, like I said, certain things we need to be tutored. We need to go to God and say, Lord, I am not there. I don't like Brother Patterson like I should. I don't love him like I should. I don't like Brother Tom like I should. I just don't like that tall man.
What?
You know?
They gotta come see me.
See, then I gotta, you know. You gotta go. You said, Lord, you know, help me with this. I need help with this, right? Mm-hmm. And then another thing we do is we ask for prayer. We don't have to say, you know, I'm up here because I don't like Tom, and you know, no. Yes, brothers and sisters, I need prayer. Pray for me. Mm-hmm. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Are you with me? When we pray together, please remember, and I know you know this, when we pray together, it's stronger than we pray separately. Yeah. It's just like when we work together, it's stronger than when we work separately. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Like I give the illustration, just like if we had to lift this pew, if I tried to lift it by myself, maybe I could, right? But if Brother McLaughlin helped me, it'd be easier. If Brother Ryan pitched in, it would be easier. If Brother Jerry pitches in, it'll be easier. I don't know this brother's name right now, but if he pitches in, it'll be easier. Tom, right? Chuck. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, right? And if my son, Kenneth Jr., pitches in, it'll be easier. If my nephew, Corey, he pitches in, it'll be easier. When we work together, things become easier. But when we work separately, it's just harder. Mm-hmm. It's just harder. Just like in a marriage, in your house, you know. If you work together, you'll be smiling every day coming out the house. Mm-hmm. And your neighbors who can't stand you, look at that, just smiling every day coming out the house.
Ken, if we can remember that always, is I don't like that person. I must get to know them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Because when you get to know a person, right, it may be different than you thought. You know, once you get to know that person, you know, that person may be a good fishing partner, you know, that you look forward to go fishing with, you know. That's just how it is. But within us, the fleshly part of us, that carnal nature of us, we look at folks with what the eye, and we see that person, right? And I don't like that person. It's something about that person. I don't know their name. I don't know how they talk, but it's something about that person I don't like. Are you with me? That's carnal. Spiritual. You might say the same thing, but you take it to the Lord. You know, why don't I like this person? Because they look funny. because they talk funny. Are you with me? The preacher said like this, you know. He said, he didn't have the same, just like, maybe I don't have the same accent as you do. That ain't no, we ain't supposed to fall up because of that. But this is what he said, and I like how he put this, right? He said it like this. He said, I may not have the same accent that you do, right? But if I should come to you one day, right, with a 45 in my hand and point it to your skull and say, give me all your money. Oh, excuse me, sir, that's not how you say it, right? That's you're using it improper. Are you with me? That's you're using the improper. That's not proper. It's give me all of your money. Huh? Who's gonna do that? You'll be here. You know, taking your shoes off. You know, here. Huh? But that's when we, like I said, being carnal. We spoke about this sometimes. Being carnal and being spiritual. That's totally, it's totally different. God wants us to be carnal-minded, carnal-sighted. When we look at things spiritually, we look at things differently from the world view. Are you with me? It's a different view. When we walk by faith and not by sight, faith is what? Evidence. What is it? Substance of things not hoped for. And evidence of things not seen. You see, you know, the world like to see things. The world like to put their hands on things. You remember Thomas? Thomas said, unless I see it and touch it, and then I believe. I can't, you telling me that he, you know, I can't, you know. But we believe by faith, and through faith, we believe that, and the faith that what we believe is that this congregation will grow and can grow. Amen. Yeah. You know, we have to believe that we have to, that has to be there without an eraser. It has to be there that we can do this. We can go to these. We can go to the folks who left, and tell them to come back. We can go. We can start going to houses of people who we know. You know, we call them friends and neighbors, and talk to them. Come and worship with us if you can. Are you with me? If you can, come and worship with us, right? And like I stated before, it ain't about the money. It's about souls. It's not about how many we got, it's about souls, right? Because you can have a house full going to straight to there, that other place. The Bible says, for though hand join in hand, the unrighteous will not go unpunished. So just because we're together and we join hand, if we're not right, we're not gonna, you know. So we got to be together in this. We have to trust God. We have to say, Lord, I've asked you already, so now I'm going to step back. Right? I'm going to step back and you just tell me what you want me to do. Right? The Bible says Paul planted, Apollos watered, but who gave the increase? God gave the increase. God gave the increase. We have to plant the seed. It's just like a garden. How many of you have gardens? Two. Y'all ain't got no garden. I ain't got none either. You know? But when you plant a seed, you take care of that because you want that particular seed to grow. Mm-hmm. Right? You get in that, you may have to do some work. You gotta chop the cut the grass and the weeds down, you gotta water it, you know, you gotta take care of it. When harvest time comes, you have a good harvest, right? That's what in the Lord. That's what we must do. We must plant the seed, right? We must water. But one of the things we can't, you know, when we plant it and water, we can't pull it up and make it grow. We got to wait on God. Are you with me? We have to be patient and wait on God and let that thing grow. We can't go to it and say, look, you know, come on up, you know, pull it up, help it up. That ain't going to work. We have to wait on God. We have to wait on God, right? And when we wait on God, we're waiting on something good. Amen? Just wait. And waiting on God ain't like waiting on the bus. Because sometimes we wait on the bus for a while, and then what we do? If it ain't coming, if it don't come, we walk away, right? But waiting on God is you got to stick and stay and don't dare go away. That's my DJ days. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
DJ days. But anyway, but that's how it is, right? This congregation can grow. But we have to motivate. We have to motivate one another. We have to, you know, speak to those people who left us, right? We have to speak to our neighbors. Instead of going bowling with them, ask them to come worship. Not just on Sunday, but what about Wednesday night, right? You know, would you like to come with us? Because we have worship, we have studies, you know, so forth. Or either, can you come over to my house or can I come to your house? And we just have a Bible study, you know, and see what happens. But you got to plant the seed on for a seed to grow. You can't just go outside one day and say, man, I hope some corn grow over there, you know? Oh, I hope some corn grow over there, right? And that ain't how it works. You got to go and plant some corn. You got to plant some seeds. That's how it works. Excuse me. You got to plant some seeds. Pollen is out there, isn't it? Amen. I declare it's out there. It's out there. But that's how it works, you know, because this congregation, like I said, you have a beautiful building already. God has blessed you with that.
Amen.
Are you with me? It ain't like you gotta find some seats for somebody to sit down. There's seats there already.
Right.
Are you with me? Jesus said like this, he said the harvest is ready already.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me? All you have to do is just go and work in the harvest. Are you with me? You see? And you'd be surprised. Just like on that song night, that singing night. You know? It could be just like that. You know? A bunch of people who want to be Christians. Who are Christians. Who come in and got the same idea that we got. You know, the same idea. That they get to heaven. You know? And not only for us to get to heaven, but to help others to get to heaven. And like I said, sin is going to be around. Sin ain't going to stop being sin just for you or just for me. It's going to be around. It ain't going to stop being sin. We have to stop hanging out with sin and hang out more with God. You know, just like I said before, you remember when you first...
Okay. And like you said, but we got to go out and find those sinners who are sinning and show them that mm-hmm. they can have fun without sinning like we do.
Yes, ma'am.
And bring them in here.
Yes, ma'am.
And show them that they can have fun
yes,
not
ma'am.
Sinning.
Yes, ma'am.
And be Christians like us.
And that word that you just used, fun, you see, that's what the world is looking for. They look at us and say, these people, they don't, what do they do? They don't have no fun, right?
We have lots of fun.
You have lots of fun. You know, it's boring. You know, it's, you know, when they just sit up and, you know, look at one another, you know. You know, but, you know, there ain't no action in it. You know, it really ain't no action. You know, it's like, they don't do nothing. The little boy said to the preacher, he said, what if when I get to heaven, I'm bored? Preacher said, you ain't going to get to heaven to be bored. Are you with me? Because that look how you're thinking about heaven now, right? You see, because, like I said, the world, they like that fun, and they looking for fun, you know, to have a good time. That's why, you know, we have to be careful with musical instruments, right? I was a DJ, right? And And let me tell you something. That music, right? That music, they say music calms the what? The savage beast. I ain't never tried it before, but they said, you know, just like you could play some music in a line and he'll just, you know, cool out. I ain't going to try that. I'm not going to try it, right? A snake. In Turkey, right? They be playing that, what call it, flute or whatever?
Flute.
Yeah, and the snake dancer, right?
Control.
I'm not going to try that. I might look at it, right? But that's what music does. And see, what we don't want to do is let the music take us. We want Christ's word to take us. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Even though we sing a song unto the Lord, right? When that instrument is playing, something about that instrument adds on, right? It's you know, to me now, you know, maybe not to you, but it adds on something, right? And then when you don't hear the music, oh man, right? When you don't hear them instruments, right? Oh man, it's a dead church, you know? And, you know, but, go ahead.
You was talking about the music. Tom had a study on one Wednesday about the melody in your heart. Mm-hmm. When we learn
Amen.
Better, then we can do better. Mm-hmm. You know, where the real melody comes from, and when we come to worship, then where we're in the Holy Spirit, we come to worship. God will reveal all these things to us. Mm-hmm. What the real music is about, it comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly. You know, it comes from out of, right? And it comes, you bring it in and it comes out, right? But like I said, instruments is an addition. It kind of like adds something, you know? And it may be not the best thing, you know? In some churches, they got it. And when we're riding down the highway, some songs that we listen to got instruments and it sounds good. Sound real good. You know, spiritual songs sound real good with instruments, right? But try sometime to hear it without the instrument and see the difference. You know, just check it out. You know, if you can, if it's such a thing, you can do that, right? Check it out without the instrument and check it out with the instrument. The instrument adds on something to do. You know, it adds on in a toe tapping, you know. It adds something, you know. Okay. You want to say that?
No, I wasn't going to say that, but I was just thinking something. What you were saying, we have to know the difference between praising the Lord, making melody in our heart, and enjoyment or entertainment for ourselves. We hear music with instruments, like you were saying, maybe on the radio, and it's gospel music, and it's instrument. That's enjoyment for us. That's not praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's enjoyment for us. Mm-hmm. It may lift our spirits. It may encourage us. But that's not praising the Lord. But when we make melody in our heart and sing it to the Lord, we're not entertaining ourselves. We're praising the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big difference.
You know, it's just like when I was courting in Barbara, right? I would bring my guitar. You know, she would probably be listening to the guitar more than me, right? You know, it's just like if I should come one day without the guitar, she said, where your guitar at? You know? Where'd you get that? You know, but you know, it ain't nothing wrong with instruments because when we look at David, right, in Psalms 150, David put it like this. He said, "Praise God with everything, psaltery, harp, whatever. Praise God with everything, right?" But when we come to the New Testament, we don't see instruments. We see making a melody in your heart. in the church, we want to try to stick to that. But still, like I said, there's going to be music in this world.
Yeah.
Instruments in this world. So, you know, we just have to, you have to just maybe be tutored, you know?
Well, to your point, the example with the barber and the guitar, when there are instruments, you pay more attention to the beat and the rhythm of the instruments than you are to the words, really.
Exactly. So y'all talked to Barbara after, asked her what she was paying attention to. All right? You know, because I was wheeling, you know. But anyway. No, I wouldn't do that. No. Don't answer that. I would. No. I sung a few tunes now. You know, we as a matter of fact, we sung together sometimes. You know, we'd be riding. You know. But anyway, but. Sin is going to be around, and sin is going to try to slow us down from getting this place how we're supposed to be getting it, right? But we have to let sin know it's over. Are you with me? It's over. Our relationship is over. If you had a relationship with it, it's over now. You know, I'm getting married. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm engaged. You know, I'm engaged now, and I want to be ready for my groom when he comes. You know, I'm good?
You good?
Okay, how many more?
2 minutes.
Okay, because I'm going to ask you to say something now. I'm talking enough. I'm tired of talking. Y'all say something. Give me some input.
Okay.
Go ahead.
First of all, on what you started out with, as I stated, because you was late the first day. Thank you, bro.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm saying thank you because you let us know that you are human. You make mistakes, and we see your human side, and we can understand. You're no better than we are, for a lack of better words.
Right.
But we work together. Mm-hmm. And as long as we keep the Lord in front of us, making him, as you say, the main thing, keeping the main thing, mm-hmm. our intention is to praise the Lord so we can make it the other.
That's right.
We work together. We'll work over the small stuff. Mm-hmm. Because if for any reason something happened, the devil threw a stumbling block in the way, and you don't show up, mm-hmm. that don't mean we don't praise the Lord.
Exactly.
We still praise the Lord. We still come here to praise the Lord. So, and we look forward to you at the next appointed time.
Yes.
So we have the understanding, I believe we all do.
Amen.
And we're not going to hold that against you.
Amen.
And we plan to work with you as well as you work with us.
Yes,
we thank you for taking the responsibility of trying to bring the Lord's word to us. And if we don't understand, I'm sure your door is open so we can come to you and you can explain it better.
You know, because, you know, like I said, if I didn't pronounce the word right, my brother Pastor, you didn't pronounce it right. You know, I'm looking, you know, but anyway, we could make this place grow. We could do it, right? It could happen, you know. It could happen, because God can. If God could kill a fruit tree, He could bring a fruit tree to life.
Yes.
Are you listening? And God is able, mm-hmm. and we have to believe that He's able to do any and everything. And if we don't believe that, it's like we're trying to dig a hole with a spoon, you know. And it's going to take us a long while to do it, according to the whole, anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's important to know that sin is around. It's going to abound. And sin is going to try to trip us up, sin is going to try to make us look at one another differently. Are you with me? But watching, looking at one another with the spiritual eye, we see people. We see human beings. We see people who we see some who need Christ, and we see some who are in Christ. We see some who need help, and we see some who don't need help. But when we look with the carnal eye, we see black folk, we see white folk, we see Oriental, we see Spanish, right? And then, you know, I don't know if I want to be with them. I don't know, you know, if I want to be with those people, right? But the spiritual eye, you know, we see things better. We see things, you know, that's my brother, don't you know? Are you with me? That's my sister, you know? That's my sister. And that's, you know, if we ain't there yet, you need a tutor. Go to Christ.
I think the world view is so dim mm-hmm. that everything they see almost is just stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
When you see that's the only thing you see is the one thing you don't like.
Exactly. The only thing you see, that's the point. That what I don't like, that's, you know, that it's like almost that's what we're looking for. Something not to like. But we ought to look for something always to love. All right.
Brother Patton, we're honored to have you, sir, and I'm glad that you have chosen to work with us. And these right here are your faithful few that you will be able to count on no matter what, sir. And I hope and pray you will learn to love us, because we've already picked you. We love you. So I need your phone number. We need to know where to catch you if you do show up a little late. You'll be on the phone.
From Pastor, what are you doing? But
the scenic
road. Country roads.
That's too long.
That's right. Oh, and my name's Kathy.
That's another thing, right?
Yes.
Please forgive me. I used to worship here, and some I still don't know. And it seems like the older I get, it just foggy, you know? You know, it just, you know, I don't mean to be like that. You know, it's just like I had no idea I was going to be bald. Are you with me? I didn't know, but I got older and older. Said this is it. This is it. Right? It's a good thing I had a little bit of hair when I met Barbara, right? Because she liked hair, and I had to get her used to not, you know, She had to grow into it, you know, but. What? Put a toupee on? No.
You had to grow out of it.
Oh, okay. That's it?
That's it.
All right. Brother Brian, would you please close us in prayer?
Yeah, dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time together to study your word and focus on your will and not our will. Lord, guide us through the rest of this worship to you, that everything we do is pleasing to you, Lord, that it comes from our hearts and our souls and our mind, Lord. Lord, just thank you for the opportunity you give us today. Thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for those who are here, and please be with those who are unable to be here or may still be on their way. I pray all these things in Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.